It is not high spirits. This is not about young people just acting up a little bit. This is criminal behavior. They're a really serious matter. It's serious for the young people involved with this, serious for the two people who've been arrested for it, and should they be convicted for these offences, that can have lifelong consequences. It's serious for the residents of the Galle area, and for last night for the lady in the Gobnasgale area. And we're really concerned about it because this activity and this behaviour must stop. We don't have all the answers to this problem. We need other agencies working along with us. And I was at a very, very encouraging meeting yesterday afternoon in Galle talking about these very issues where we had all of the right people around the table and there are some interesting solutions and suggestions coming forward as how we deal with this. I think collaborative decision making is how we get to a solution for this. It's not something that we're going to find a quick fix for. And we need to be looking at the longer-term solutions so that young people aren't engaged in this sort of behaviour. We do have a plan this week to have more high-visibility patrolling in the area to reassure the community, to deter young people from being involved in this and ensure that we can prevent this at least in the short term.